T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks to Bradshaw and Brian for bringing us that forecast, too, on WCCO. We're right now, again, temperature at 42, sunny. We say good morning to our good friend, Blois Olson, from The Morning Take. Blois, how are you?
I'm great, Dave. How are you?
Anxious to get your thoughts on the president and the president's number one opponent, Joe Biden, and President Trump being in Minnesota today.
You know, I mean, I think it shows Minnesota's in play, as you and I have talked about throughout these last few weeks, but one of the things that I've observed as I've traveled Minnesota is the level of passion for each candidate in different places. And if you think about the campaign that Governor Walz ran 2 years ago about One Minnesota, it's very clear that that's still aspirational. It is not, in fact, reality right now. In greater Minnesota, the passionate Trump supporters with flags on their cars and is notable. And what I think happens is that if you're a Biden supporter, maybe in greater Minnesota, you might just kind of be laying low. You're not putting a big bumper sticker on your car. Your personality may not be to put a flag on your car. And similarly, in the Twin Cities, if you're a Trump supporter, you're probably not wearing a MAGA hat out a lot. I got a report this morning after I wrote the take today that somebody wore a Biden button to a grocery store yesterday, and a Trump supporter confronted him about that button. And I think most people are just there. They don't want to deal with, frankly, the BS of partisan talk in their daily lives when the tension is so palatable. And so I think today's events just prove that it's really about the media. It's really about their bases. It's making sure that they maintain the energy for their campaigns in this state. But I think we can all learn a little more by just talking and listening to people who don't have flags and don't have bumper stickers and don't wear buttons to see what they're really thinking, because I think they're going to decide the election.
The start of early voting today in Minnesota.
It is. People are already in line. I've seen some pictures from Hennepin County, Ramsey County, and that's one of the reasons why both campaigns are here today. That we could have up to 60 to 70% of Minnesotans vote early this year. That's why you're going to see a lot more ads a lot early as well.
Elsewhere, yeah, the ads now, and Blois will not only see them on or hear them on radio, which we already are, and see them on television, but I would think our social media will be flooded with it, won't we?
Yeah, they are, but those are really more localized races. I mean, I've seen some presidential ads targeted in Minnesota on social. But I think that ultimately you're going to see it's going to be everywhere, maybe except for TikTok now, because, you know, since TikTok's going to be banned. But I think it's going to be omnipresent, and we're just going to get more and more intense here in the next couple weeks of the ads and the tone of the ads, I think, is going to get tougher and tougher on both sides.
You know, are there races right here that are less prominent that you are really keeping a close eye on this year here in the state of Minnesota?
Yeah, well, we're watching very closely the battle for the legislature, specifically the Minnesota Senate. Democrats only need 2 seats to win that. And the dynamic there is Democrats think they can pick up seats in the suburbs, and Republicans think they can pick up seats in rural Minnesota. So the, quote, net pickups is ultimately going to decide that. And one interesting development yesterday was, well, the police and peace officers have pulled support from DFL House members. They announced support for a DFL Senate candidate in the St. Cloud area, Dan Wolgamont. They kept that. I'm sorry, he's a House member. They kept that endorsement in a probably a top five swing district. So even the interest groups are really very closely targeting some of these races.
How do I get your newsletter today, Blois? There's a lot in it.
Sure. You just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can subscribe right there. If you want to read today's take, you just go to Twitter or Facebook, search Morning Take, and you can find a link there.
And I will talk to you on Monday. In the meantime, have a great weekend, Blois. Thank you.
You too, sir.
He's back early on Friday morning at 6:20. He is Blois Olson. This is the Morning News, WCCO. Steve Simpson has our local news, and that's straight ahead at 8:30.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.